Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for August 6th, 2024. So what in the world happened yesterday? Well, you're going to hear a lot of information about the carry trade. So we're going to explain what the carry trade is today. Is the Federal Reserve going to step in and do an emergency rate cut? I don't think so. We're going to talk about that as well. And then market research. Are all markets kind of declining in value? I'm going to show you my local market. I got an email from a realtor yesterday. It was pretty cool. I could show you what it looks like when you're using a realtor and you know how they can send you data about your home. So with all that, let's get to today's news. Now, these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. So let me explain these rates first off. They're not my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What these rates consist of is basically these people here, they have five criteria. They're buying their first house. It's going to be a primary home and it's a single family home. Okay, so that's what these are. But there's two more pieces of that puzzle. And if you go through here, learn about the rate survey, you're going to go down through here. And these people are, they're putting down 25% because they have a 75% loan to value and they have a 780 credit score. So if that, you know, if that's you, that's your criteria, that's most likely what your rate's going to be. If that's not it, then please reach out to me at the end of this video. I'll give you my information to figure out what rate you qualify for. But these are the top six products. So people were asking the other day, they're like, Dan, you go over the 30-year fix, but what's VA or what's FHA? It's right here on the board, folks. So again, these aren't my rates. What happens is Mortgage News Daily, they survey lenders all over the country and ask them those five questions we went over. And this is what the rates look like. So that's what's going on right through there. So then we go to the economic calendar. There's not that much today. We have, you know, exports and imports and things like that, but nothing really that has any teeth in it that should be market movers. Now, yesterday, it was a complete bloodbath, but the Dow Jones is coming back now. The NASDAQ is coming back. So is it going to be short-lived? Is it going to be long-lived? Don't know, and only time's going to tell, but it helped tremendously if you're looking to buy your first house or maybe looking to refinance at this time because the markets got hammered. But the good news is mortgage rates actually plummeted. You're going to see something now that's coming up and it's called the carry trade. So that's what they're, a lot of people are saying, okay, what happened yesterday? Well, it was the carry trade. So what is it? The whole goal of this channel is to educate and inform you guys of the markets. We concentrate in real estate, but I need to give you or explain to you a lot of these terms that Wall Street uses. So the carry trade is basically this. If you go over through here, it's a financial strategy in which an investor borrows money in a currency with a low interest rate and uses it to invest in assets denominated in a currency with higher interest rates. For example, and it just uses this, but this is what happened yesterday. For example, an investor might borrow Japanese yen, which often has a lower interest rate, sorry, my head's bobbing around, and then convert it to U.S. dollars and invest it in U.S. assets. So that's what they were doing, but the problem is if the currency kind of, you know, flip-flops around, you're going to lose your ass on this thing. And that's what Japan's happening right now. They lost 12% in their market, their overall stock market yesterday, and it was catastrophic, and it kind of fluxed all the way throughout the world, basically. So that's that part of the equation. So now let's talk about mortgage rates. So if you, yesterday you lost a buttload of money into your 401k and everything else. Well, the good news is you might be saving now when it comes to real estate and how much interest you're going to pay on that. So let's get over to CNBC. They're talking about, they're not going to talk about crypto. They're going to talk about real estate, what's going on with rates. And then I'm going to show you what the CME's reaction is to all this. And then CME is going to tell us what their predictions are, what the Fed's going to do down the road. So I'm going to go over that in a second. So let's get to this interview and then we'll be right back to explain what the heck's going on with interest rates today. So take it away, CNBC.
Look with the very latest here. A lot of people are watching this very closely and cheering the decline we're seeing.
The one thing they're cheering today, right, Melissa? Look, rates are falling hard and fast. They came down all of last week, most sharply on Friday, and they will likely be even lower today. Last week, the average on the 30-year fix went from 6.81% Monday to 6.4% by Friday. That's the lowest level since early May of 2023. The recent high was 7.52% in late April, and home sales have been falling ever since. Buyers were battling not just high interest rates, but also high home prices and a lack of supply. Supply has improved a little, but prices are still overheated. But take a look at the difference. In just a few months, it is stark when it comes to affordability. In April, a buyer looking to buy a $400,000 home with a 20% down payment and a 30-year fixed mortgage would have been facing a monthly payment of $2,240. Not including insurance and property taxes. Today, that payment $2,000. Now, more buyers would also qualify for the loan at today's lower rates. An even bigger impact is on the refinance market. At today's rate, well more than twice as many borrowers can now benefit from a refi compared with 1 year ago. The vast majority of borrowers today do have loans with rates well below 5%. But for those who may have bought a home in the last 2 years, this is an opportunity. Homeowners are sitting on a record amount of equity, but cash out refinancing has not gained much over the past year. Melissa?
How do you think the decline in mortgage rates balances out with the fears of recession, Diana? I mean, the reason why mortgage rates are falling is because people are worried about what's going to happen with the economy. And the decline in the stock market obviously impacts how people feel about their wealth, their situation.
Right. I mean, you would think that, like, I look at the builders today, you would think they might be less bad than some of the other stocks. But really, if you look at this as being your single largest investment, yes, mortgage rates have come down a bit. But if you're worried about the economy, you might be worried about your job, you're worried about your future, you're not going to want to take that step, especially if you're the first-time buyer. But I think if we start to see rates more in the 5% range, that might kickstart a couple of people.
Going to have to agree with her on that one. So let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool. So this actually instrument, I'll explain it to you guys that are new to the channel. If you hear all the time, I'm sorry, we're beating a dead horse here. But basically what we do is we go over to the CME FedWatch tool. What it is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange put this together, and basically gives us this. What's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds target rate at the upcoming FOMC meetings? Okay, so you go down through here. Currently, the federal funds rate that you're going to see across through here, the current rate is 5.25 to 5.5. You can see there's spreads of 0.25%. Okay, the reason why I'm doing this so you can focus in on this line. So again, the current rate on the federal funds rate is 5.33 actually. So it's between 5.25 and 5.5. When you look down through here, it's like, where is that column? It's gone. Okay. Then also, even at the 5% to 5.25, which would be a quarter cut in interest rates. Okay. That's basically a 25% chance now that they're going to cut a quarter. Now the likelihood is there's almost a 75% chance at the September meeting they're going to cut rates down to 4.75 to 5%. That means there's going to be a 0.5% cut. And then look at all the cuts going from here. So they're expected a 0.5% cut in the September meeting. What they're going to do, I don't know. I don't really know if they're going to do a full, you know, 0.5% cut or not. The data is going to only tell us on that part of the equation. So interest rates going down the road, it looks very favorable. Okay, so we got the carry trade out of the mix because Japan just plummeted already. We have our markets starting to settle down. Do I think there's going to be an intermediate cut with from the Fed? I don't, because what that's going to signal is basically just fear out there. The economy's crashing quicker than expected, and that's really not the case. If you look at the GDP, you look at the jobs numbers and everything else, we're not falling off a cliff, okay? So the markets needed a reason to correct yesterday. The carry trade was a big part of that, and then a lot of things kind of just fell into place from there. So I wanted show you something interesting. I got this from a realtor. I'm a part of the realtor association in the area that I live, and we get clippets like this every month. And I was like, you know, why don't I just show you guys what these things look like? So if you use a realtor, if you want to figure out, you know, what your value is in your neighborhood, what's it doing? Don't always trust all those videos that says the housing market's crashing everywhere. Everywhere is crashing. Well, here's the neighborhood I live in. Okay, so right through here, median sales price, $388,000, up 11% year over year. Okay, that's not down. That's actually double digits. We usually don't see that big of a number. Sales, 732. Average days on the market, 25. Let me get my head out of the way because there's a lot of other information in here. Total sales volume, 305 million. There is a deep dive report right through here that you can also click and dive into. So here's basically a cool little snapshot of the area that I live in. And I know you're not interested in the area I live in, but this is data that you can get from local realtors in your area. So again, here, median sales price, 380 to 300. It's up 6% year over year. New listings, it's down, but it's 755. Active listings, pending sales. You go over here, total dollars volumes, down through this part, closed sales, average days on the market, 26, prices, and so forth. So you can see right through there. The concern is, or the good news for my area is right through here. We have no inventory, months of inventory, 1.5 months. The norm is, you know, they like 4 to 6 months. We're way short of what was expected. So this is just some things you can get from your local realtor if you need assistance finding a realtor in your area, because starting August 17th, you're going to have to pay the agent when you're looking to buy your first house. So be prudent on who you choose, who you pick. We do have a service that can help you with this. So if you need help finding a realtor, please reach out to us. We would love to help. So my name is Dan Friel. What I do is I'm just a lonely old loan officer out here at ServeBank, here to help you. Okay, I work at ServeBank. The cool thing about that is it gives me a federal license, meaning I'm licensed all over the country. Every state out there I'm licensed in, even Puerto Rico. Okay, so if you're looking to refinance, maybe like we saw in Diane Olick's, people can look at refinancing right now. There's a ton of equity there. Maybe you can even just refinance your payments or your balance and save $200-$300. Or if you're kicking the tires trying to buy that first house, please reach out to us. My website is therateupdate.com. I do warn you, if you're looking to buy your first house, please don't skip this tab right here, the Grant Finder. It's going to help you find grants up to $6,500 to help you with that down payment and those closing costs. But if you're ready to get rolling on this, or you're like, Dan, I would love to buy a house, or I'd love to refinance and save some money, all you need to do is click that button right through there, the Apply Now button. It's going to launch you off to a calendar so you can schedule a calendar with us to answer any questions that you might have. But if you're like, Dan, I don't want to go through the consultation, I just need help now just to talk to somebody, well, you can do that as well. Just go to the bottom of our website. You're going to go down through some blogs and some testimonials right through there, mortgage calculators. And when you get to the bottom, you're going to see our 800 number as well as my email address. And it's right there. 800 number is 844-775-5626. And my email is dan@therateupdate.com. And yes, it will be me answering. So I'll be back later today at the closing bell to let you guys know what the heck's going on. But if we go over to the bond market right now, we're seeing the bonds are up 5 ticks. What does that mean? Well, that means mortgage rates are probably not really going to do anything right now, because this isn't 5 ticks isn't enough to really make any changes. So we're probably going to be stuck with these rates for the rest of the day until we get more data that might sway the Fed one way or another. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you later today.